Can you say your name and your title for me?
Yeah, Craig Carter, Escambia Police Chief and the President of the Police Chief and Sheriff's Association. So as one of my jobs in the San Diego County area is for the last 4 years I've been the Police Chief and Sheriff's Association President. So the Police Chiefs and Sheriff's Association meets once a month and goes over key topics, issues, and concerns that we may have in our community and the state. And last month, I brought up the bar bill, SB 58, and asked about, the concerns for that and whether or not we would be in opposition of that. And overwhelmingly, the response was that we would be in opposition of that. So that's the reason why it's coming forward right now. It's currently going through the process as SB 58. I think the next hearing on it is March 12th. So we're just trying to get the education out there, try to let the community know what's going on and maybe how they can get involved if they don't think this is an appropriate bill.
So why against keeping these bars open 2 hours longer?
Well, it really comes down to, the law enforcement piece of this is typically after the bars close at 2 o'clock, we have an increase in DUIs and alcohol-related crime. And so that can last up to 2 hours afterwards. If we push that number to 4 a.m., and now we're pushing the problems into our commute time as well as our school commute time. So it's a concern for the law enforcement, and every department in the state and in the United States, for that matter, has been asked to do more with less. And adding another burden, I believe, is something that we just shouldn't do right now.
Now, I'm sure that you've had to, in coming out against this, you've had to look at both sides. And there are some places in California where they are looking to have bars open till 4. What are the reasons for that? What are you fighting against here?
Well, and you're right. Currently in California, there's nobody serving past 2. This bill would amend that to include several different cities: Cathedral City, Coachella, Long Beach, Los Angeles, Oakland, Palm Springs, Sacramento, San Francisco, and West Hollywood. So they would be the test bed, if you will, for this. And I think that the reason being, according to Senator Wiener, when he talked about pushing this bill, his concern was that it's a $6 billion industry, entertainment is in San Francisco, and a year. And it's a big piece of their culture. He calls it the nightlife as part of their culture in being a world-class destination. So for that, I do understand the other side of the story. I worry about on my side is the law enforcement, and that's keeping people safe. And so if I've got something that's going to make people a little bit less safe and our communities more in danger, then I'm going to be a little more vocal on that.
Absolutely. And it seems to me, as you know, they say, oh, well, it's a moneymaker to keep it open longer, but also this money to be spent on extra patrols and, just kind of like the toll on maybe even human lives or injuries as well could be greater than what they would make just to keep it open.
Well, yeah, and that's it's a pilot program, in the bill it talks about that, and it's going to be analyzed by CHP on the effects of that community. It's going to be whether or not we can push to exactly the fact that the alcohol sales went two hours additionally. I think that's going to be in the writing. I believe it's going to prove that we will have an increase during those hours in DUI-related and alcohol-related crimes. The concern I have is when you push it that close to a commute time and a school time, I believe the risk's not worth that financial gain.
Okay, and if people are interested in this, they want to get involved, they want to look at the bill, maybe they want to do something here in San Diego or in their community, what can people do to be involved?
So I recommend that they call their legislators. It's currently working through committee. Last year it did get through committees and all the way to the governor's desk. And it's interesting that the way that the governor looked at it, Governor Brown, I feel that his comments probably speak more to the reasons to not do it than anything else. And his quote was that, "I believe we have enough mischief from midnight to 2 a.m. without adding 2 more hours of mayhem." And I feel like that summed it up perfectly. So if it does get through committee, then it's going to be Governor Newsom's job to either veto it or pass it through. And that we shall see. So my encouragement to the public is if they have a concern with this, and I would say even if they are supportive of it, it's currently that's what we get to do is we get to vote yes or no on something. Let them know what they think. Get a hold of their legislators. Give them their feedback on SB 58, and let's see what the legislators do with it.
what the timeline on this? You mentioned a March date. What's the kind of next steps here?
Yeah, so the next step is a committee on March 12th. So it's making its way through. It went through committees last year as SB 905 very very easily. So I don't think it's going to have much resistance. So it's going to be imperative that the public speaks out if they are against this and get that information to the legislators. And that way, you know, we can at least try to curb what's happening and potentially the impact that it could have on the state if this pilot project gets to go everywhere, then we're all going to see it. And the only thing I would say is that some of the people that think it's a good idea have indicated that even Senator Wiener had said that, you know, people are going to guzzle a beer at 2 o'clock just before the bar closed. Then they're going to do the same thing at 4. So it's really not that big of a difference. And I do understand that logic. The problem I have is now you're pushing that drunk person out closer to the commute and to the school time. And that's where the law enforcement gets concerned.
All right. Yeah, don't they say nothing good happens after midnight or something?
Well, and I guess the governor made it perfect. We have enough mischief after midnight from 2. Adding 2 more hours of mayhem is not a good idea. So.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Chief, thank you so much for calling. I really appreciate you taking the time to explain all this to us.
Yeah, thank you for covering this.
Absolutely.
Appreciate the help.
All right. Thanks so much. Have a great day. Thanks.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.